This morning, new details about how hackers breached some of the most recognizable hotels on the Las Vegas Strip. In one case, in just 10 minutes.
They figured out who worked at MGM and they decided to call into the IT help desk and pretend that they were one of the existing employees.
ABC News has learned a Russian hacking network provided the ransomware used to a group known as Scattered Spider, reportedly based in the U.S. and Europe. MGM property computers, including at the Bellagio and MGM Grand, went down Tuesday, resulting in days of long check-in lines and casino machines offline, with reports of IOUs given out to winners.
Check-in procedure is kind of messy, a lot of long lines. Gambling's really messy. It's not as fun when you have to wait.
The Financial Times reports the hackers originally tried to manipulate the slot machine software. Unsuccessful, they then hacked the resort systems in exchange for money.
There's a good chance that they're going to get paid because they need to get those operations back up and running as soon as possible. They're losing tremendous amounts of money.
MGM says it is operational and working diligently while addressing individual guest needs promptly. Days earlier, hackers targeted Caesar's Palace, compromising the hotel's loyalty program data, including social security and driver's license numbers. Caesar's paid the ransom, reportedly $15 million. Scattered Spider claims it accessed 6 terabytes of data from both Caesar's and MGM. Experts warn all big corporations are at risk for similar hacks unless employees are properly trained.
These were the IT professionals that were fooled. This was the IT help desk. They've alluded that this was an outsourced vendor, but nevertheless, it's always education. It's never letting your guard down.
Caesars is now offering identity theft protection and credit monitoring services for those affected. And at MGM, it wasn't just Las Vegas hotels affected. Other properties nationwide were also hit.